Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Olivia Jade is Lori Loughlin's daughter, and sources say she is furious at her parents and blames them for the destruction of her influencer career and pushing her back to go to college. Lori Loughlin is one of the main faces, along with Felicity Huffman, for the college cheating scandal making headlines. Lori and her husband, Massimo, reportedly paid $500,000 to get their daughter into college. Olivia was passionate about a career, but they forced her to juggle it with school. Meanwhile, her sister Isabella was far more invested in graduating from USC, but now both girls have dropped out after their parents were charged last week. Since the news of the scandal has come to light, Olivia has lost endorsements from Sephora and Tresemme and refuses to leave her house. Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's marriage is now going through a rough patch following her arrest due to the nationwide college admission scheme. Sources say that couple has been arguing as of late, with the biggest concern being her criminal case and how this is impacting their daughter. Sources add that the shameless actor is heartbroken and has been in tears over the ordeal.
I mean, they've got to go to jail, right? They've got to go for a while. You can't just get, like, probation.
I'm sure they will get in jail, yeah.
There's no way this Olivia Jade girl didn't know something this fishy.
I think she knew.
She is just mad because her following is declining and people are mad at her. She's just mad because it came out.
Right. She's just embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. If you knew that was happening, you have to realize that, like, you're going to have to take some sort of fall if it comes out. Like, there's no way. If your parents are paying for you to get into a school, you know in your head you don't have that criteria to get into that school.
Right. R. Kelly sent a happy birthday to his 21-year-old daughter, Joanne Kelly, even though she doesn't want anything to do with him. She called her father a monster on Instagram only a couple months ago.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daughter Joanne. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy, love you. I love you. No matter what, I love you so much. Mwah.
I would love to have somebody sing me happy birthday like that.
Barbara Walters has dementia, and it is so bad that she's no longer recognizing her closest friends. Sources say that Whoopi Goldberg recently paid a visit to her former co-host, but Walters couldn't remember her at all. The 89-year-old Walters became terrified and screamed, "Who is she? Get out, get out, help me, get out." Whoopi left the room so Walters could calm down, and the sources say that Whoopi was heartbroken after that.
That is tough. If you know anybody that suffers from dementia, you're looking right there at them, and they're like,
"Yep,
I don't know you."
That's very sad.
That is so tough.
Following years of rumors about another sequel to the late 80s and early 90s franchise, Orion Pictures released a YouTube video Wednesday showing stars Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter announcing the making of the new film, Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
And I'm Keanu Reeves. And together, we are
Wild Stallions. But we're here to announce something.
We want to say thank you to you, the fans.
We do.
Because it looks like we might
actually,
hopefully,
make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Yes.
And it is all because of you guys, and so we owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we wanted to say thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I love Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that really like that franchise, so I thought I'd put it in there. Coming up in less than an hour, this famous singer was denied a spot on every single reality singing competition show before she blew up.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, I want you to get over the initial shock and actually let us know at 833-JOE-ALEX what you would add to this. Never date someone who's fill in the blank. My friend told me he went out with a girl, but he ended up calling things off after she found out that she had one of these. He's like, "Oh, well, we're not going to date anymore." 833-JOE-ALEX, it's next here on Radio Now.